I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock hour. The Hockman and Crowder program. In studio. Crowder and I rarely come to the studio. Here we are in Miami doing the show in the studio.
Look good.
You look good.
You do.
Yeah.
A lot of tuna. You eat a lot of tuna, huh?
Salmon packets and testosterone.
I can see it in you, man.
Salmon packets and testosterone.
Salmon and testosterone. That's the trick.
That's what they have at all the porn sets. A lot of salmon packets and testosterone.
He's ready to go now.
Find any of those sets down in Miami. Trust me, you're going to see some bumblebee salmon packets. A couple of tee shots.
Well, this body here is by Chicken Wing. Called a Chicken Wing body.
Give you a little fantasy football report here. It's sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume. Try to do it like you did it. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Better taste it responsibly.
40% alcohol by volume. And don't pretend like you do that disclaimer and there's any real English words in there.
I don't know what I'm saying.
So UPI did their top fantasy football ads for the week. Tua tops the list. Mm-hmm. And this is what they write. And I think there's an application here beyond fantasy football because the reasoning is sound. It says, Tua Tagovailoa is our top quarterback to target in week 8, even if you don't need a starting option. The Miami Dolphins quarterback is set to return from concussion, resume practice on Wednesday. He could play for the first time since week 2 if he continues to pass through concussion protocol. The injury report's not out yet today, Solana?
I have not seen the injury report yet, no.
It says Tua here was a top 10 fantasy football quarterback in 2023 when he led the league with 4,624 passing yards and threw a career-high 29 touchdown passes. He posted the 8th most fantasy points among quarterbacks in week 1 this season. Mm-hmm. So when I said to you, hey, look what they did against Jacksonville, forget about squeaking it out or whatever, he was 8th. Most fantasy points amongst quarterbacks week 1. If Tua returns Sunday, UPI writes, he will resume throwing to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, potentially Odell Beckham Jr., in addition to the Dolphins' other weapons. He also could face an Arizona Cardinals defense that allowed the 4th most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks through the first 7 weeks.
Yep.
So there's a little fantasy advice for you heading into Sunday's game, but I also think that it's applicable when you're kind of handicapping the game.
100%. It's a conversation that we had earlier in the show where Solana was kind of like, I want to see Tua back. I want to see him throw to Tyreek and Jalen and, you know, all the guys, Mostert, Devon Achane. But in fantasy, you got to get ahead of it. So a lot of people are waiting to pick up Tua because if you had Tua on your team and waited a month and a half, you're a good person. But it's like, oh, now let me see what he does. But if you get him now and he balls, now you already have him on your team and you had to do the waivers and all that stuff. So it's very applicable to real football.
I do find it odd with Tua. Tua gets this weird set of rules that no one else gets. Is Jordan Love back for Green Bay? Was he back last week?
Yeah, he only missed 2 games.
And he went crazy.
But, like, was anyone saying after he missed 2 games, well, let's see if he's got it still? Like, Tua gets this weird thing put on him, and it was like, after the first season, he was like, well, can he stay healthy? Because I'm not really ready to buy in. And then he stayed healthy, and then people were like, well, I don't know if I'm still ready to buy in because you could franchise tag him. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like he gets this weird set of rules that other quarterbacks don't have to deal with where he missed 4 games. I got you, Solana. But like, hey, I got to wait and see if he's still got his timing with the receivers. Like, I don't know. Like, I think he walks in there
and
balls out. Throws for over 300 yards like he did week 1 against Jacksonville.
Huck, I'm with you. But when Jordan Love sprains his ankle, it looks different than Tua laying on the ground shaking.
No, I got it.
That's why. That's the different set of rules, 100%.
I got it. But you would acknowledge, Solana, people, quarterbacks, but other players, come back from injury all the time. 4 games is not a season. And then you don't say, well, I don't know. They might not have it this game.
It's not about not having it, but I think you're wrong. I think we do that with a lot of people. You know, Mike Evans, he was dealing with a hamstring injury, and there was no guarantee he was going to come back.
He was injured. He was playing through injury, and it was noticeable. And they even said in the broadcast, like Baker Mayfield had said, I'm only going to target him in the end zone. I'm not going to make him do anything. Like, if I see him in the end zone, like, he was playing with an injury.
Yeah.
This is different. Tua's healed.
He is healed, but to compare Jordan Love messing up, I think it was his ankle, and then coming back after it being fully healed to Tua Tagovailoa, who literally, we were saying it, don't get hit in the most physical sport ever, to me, I mean, it makes sense.
But you're saying it.
I think we're all saying it. No. Don't get hit. Don't take a hit. Go down, Hawk.
I said this last year when he came back. And this year when he started, if you think you are going to watch a football game and the quarterback is not going to get hit, don't watch football.
Yeah.
This is professional football. Like, if you think Tua can somehow do something to not get hit, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to get hit anymore.
Mm-mm.
See how many times he was crumpled on the ground? Like, no one wants to get hit. And to say, don't get hit, it's just not going to happen. And so, and I'm saying in a grander statement, if you're watching the Dolphins game and your expectation is that you no longer have to see Tua on the ground because he's going to take all the steps he can to not get hit anymore, you're in for a rude awakening. Dude's going to get put on the ground. Someone was talking about it yesterday. They were asking someone about, you know, would a defense be cognizant of their quarterback having gone through head injuries, and it was like, yeah, their defense is looking to lay his ass out.
You can't say the phrase kill the head, the body dies. We used to say that all the time when I played. Hey, bro, you play the Patriots? Knock out Tom Brady, right. See how good they are. Yes, they still think that way, too. And with Tua, they will. Solana, are you scared of him getting hurt again, or are you scared of him not having the same ability as a top five quarterback like he was last year?
No, I think he has the ability. I'm just saying to expect it to click perfectly the way it did at times last year in his first game back after another major head injury, to me, is a bit naive. Like, I think it'll take him a game or two to get at least back into a full rhythm.
So just natural,
with the rest of his team.
Just natural rust. But, no injury, no concussion, hangover. Just natural rust of not playing
he's not,
in a month.
Because he's not dealing with any pain and any concussion hangover. So you're just saying timing is off.
Did we not watch the first game and the second game? I mean, look at the second game against Buffalo. You're going to tell me timing wasn't off?
I mean, they were playing Buffalo.
Timing
okay,
was
but,
off.
But Hawk, I mean, he threw some passes to the other team
but, well, what
in the
do
first
you,
quarter.
But what do you attribute that to?
I'm attributing it to the fact that this offense is extremely, extremely difficult.
Well, that's
and you oh, you
but
need,
that's
you need
a different
your timing
ar- that's
to be
a
perfect.
Different that's a different argument then. If you're saying his timing wasn't right game one and game two, well then of course it's not going to be right because he didn't fix it while he was on IR. I thought with 300 yards passing and a dub in the first game. That second game, they were outclassed. It was that classic Miami Dolphins prime time outclassed by a better opponent game. Mm-hmm. I thought they were outclassed. But I didn't think that there were red flags going off about Tua. But this doesn't have anything. What you're saying doesn't have anything to do with injury.
I think all of it matters. I think it all comes together, in my opinion, because it's the fact that it's week 8 and he's played 1.5 games of another game. Now you're asking him to come back in week 8 and be Tua Tagovailoa that we saw a year ago after another major concussion. I think all of it matters. Like, I'm not telling you he's going to go out there and look bad. I don't think Tua's going to go out there and go 10 of 33 for 92 yards. Like, that's not what I'm expecting, but I'm also not expecting the Dolphins offense that was capable of putting up 70 points, considering what we've seen this year, which was 17
what
points against
the
Jacksonville Jaguars. I hope it does.
Right, I'm saying, but what will you attribute that to? Like, what if it just looks great? It's humming.
Yeah, I will attribute it to Tua and McDaniel being on the field together again. And hey, they're back. Like, it worked. I'll admit I was wrong. But they scored 17 points against Jacksonville in that week one game.
I remember.
And then against Buffalo, I mean, it was one of the worst games we've ever seen from Tua Tagovailoa.
And the Jacksonville game, it was really reliant on a
punch out fumble.
Yeah, or punch out. Probably more call it a punch out than a fumble.
Give my defense some love. Yeah.
And the 300-plus yards that he had, again, I'm not taking it away from him, but it was one pass play that got him above that to Tyreek, a blown coverage.
Fair, but that's
it's not fair. It's not. But I'm just saying, you know, it was that one play. Outside of that, the Dolphins
offense.
Now you're
sounding like the Dolphin haters, though, that put context behind every stat. Well, if you take away Tyreek Hill, he's not a great quarterback. No, okay.
So you said it earlier. I wrote it down coincidentally. He goes 21 for 35. This was the game he came back against Pittsburgh, who has a way better defense than the Cardinals historically in every single season. 21 and 35, 261, one touchdown. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am. If he's healthy, I think that's cool. The Dolphins win the game. That's great. You're going in the right direction. You're 3-4. You're probably going to stay second in the AFC East, and you're still in the playoff chase. You're not in a great spot, but you're still in the playoff chase, and it's something to build on. I am happy about that. Okay. I'm just saying don't expect 350 yards, four touchdowns. Tyreek Hill goes for 150 yards.
Four touchdowns?
Yeah. I mean,
throwing four touchdowns in a game.
They were, Crowder, last year. They
Come
were.
On, man.
They were scoring. Bro,
I'm
they had the best
you,
offense in the league.
I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, the way he's saying it, it wouldn't surprise me.
Wait,
but
throwing four on Sunday.
But I wouldn't do that, really, with anybody who came back from injury. I don't, like, that is puzzling to me, what he's doing there, which is the, I just don't think he's going to be right when he probably has been healthy for the last 3 weeks and itching to get back out there.
And
like,
you
I don't know.
Saw it last year, too. It's not a rookie that played one game and comes back. You've seen it year after year.
I mean, you
last
know,
year,
you
the
know
entire year. Top three or top five in every quarterback category. QBRs, quarterback ratings, yards per attempt, everything. And now he's coming back. Why would he step right back into that guy? And even that, the Jacksonville game, 300 yards passing. That's damn 300 yards passing.
300 yards.
Like, that's not easy.
You have to take out the long pass.
I'm not. I'm not taking it away from
him. You have to take out the long pass.
Tyreek didn't run fast. He'd have thrown for 220.
They didn't have any offensive line there, he would have been sacked a number of times. He never would have had 300-plus yards.
I'm not taking it away from him, but I'm pointing out the obvious. The offense did not look good in that game. Go back and watch the game. Go look at the stats.
I'm with you.
I mean, Ryan Tannehill used to put up decent stats, too, in garbage time, but
I mean,
the offense didn't look good.
They won, though.
Yeah, they did. Again, I'm not taking it away from them, but we want the offense to look great. Last five games of the season last year, outside of beating the Jets on Black Friday, offense didn't look great. And honestly, in that Black Friday game, it didn't look spectacular either. And now this year, the one game that we have with Tua playing a full game and the other half that we have of him playing a game, the offense didn't look great. So I'm just saying pump the brakes on this looking like the Dolphins last year against the Broncos. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's not going to be right.
I'm not saying 70 points, but.
Who does the pregame with him?
Tobin, Omar.
Oh, yeah, that's what this is.
And Adam Beasley, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all this, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not good until you win a Super Bowl.
I know.
And even then, you can pick apart the Super Bowl win.
Anybody can win one Super Bowl. Now you got to win two Super Bowls.
Now, Omar is tweeting out, Tyreek's practice participation today was limited by a foot injury. That's troublesome.
He's playing possum on them.
That's
hey,
troubling.
I'm hurt. You don't have to send double team over my way.
The
I'm hurt.
Super Bowl. I mean, the Dolphins, last time they won a playoff game, I was 4 years old. I'm 30.
The actual injury report is out. Storm Duck did not practice with an ankle injury. Tyler Huntley did not practice with the right shoulder injury. Kader Kohou did not practice with the neck injury. Liam Eichenberg limited in practice. Tyreek Hill, who practiced yesterday, limited, and it says foot. Javon Holland, Emmanuel Ogba, Zach Sealer, Jalen Waddle, all limited in practice. Tua, who was limited yesterday, had a full participation today in practice.
We got action.
And Teron Armstead and Calais Campbell looks like they practiced today, even though they're on the list from yesterday, with rest. Did we do headlines yet?
No, we have not.
All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, so the Panthers do play tonight. They're at the New York Rangers, 7 p.m.
Let's bet this. That's how Adam Sandler says it in Uncut Gems, when he can finally pay off the bet. And then Kevin Garnett sitting across from him. Happened to be on last night. I was pissed after the Heat game. I had just lost money.
Mm.
I'm flipping around the HBO channels. Uncut Gems. I mean, a smile from ear to ear.
Brought you back.
Let's bet this. Let's see what we got going on here for the Panthers. Panthers, you say, huh?
I got the Vikings locked in.
Panthers are a plus 130 underdog tonight, or plus 1.5 goals at minus 200. And let's see. Shots on goal. Carter Verhaeghe's 3.5, but minus 160. Matthew Tkachuk, 3.5, minus 160. Sam Bennett, 2.5. Sam Reinhart, 2.5. Anton Lundell. Guy killed me on Tuesday night. Let's bet this.
What are we going to bet?
I have a lot of money tied up in Tyreek Hill over 81.5 receiving yards right now.
Stay on the low end.
To sell that bet to free up the cash just to replace it, but I can't sell that bet because I have it at a good line. I have it at 81.5.
It's 83 now.
83. Let's bet this.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
84.5 now. I got it at 81.5 last night on Ambien. It was 83.5 when the show started today, and now it's 84.5.
Hmm.
But now he's got this foot injury. What stupid bet. Let's bet this.
Oh, goodness.
How about this? Rushing yards prop. Jonnu Smith, first time I've seen him on rushing yards prop, half a yard at plus 750. Are they running a gadget play now for Jonnu Smith?
They gave him a handoff in week one,
they
I think.
They did?
Didn't they?
Wasn't it
Or was it a little shovel?
Oh.
Was it a shovel, or did they just hand him the ball for like a 1 yard gain that they needed?
Well, that's
like,
all you need.
He like went in motion.
Really?
And he turned around real fast and he just turned up the field.
Achan's at 54.5 yards, Mostert's at 35.5 yards, and Jonnu Smith. Because I bet Tyreek Hill last week over a half yard rushing, and they ran a play for him and he hit the over. Jonnu Smith, I have not seen him on a rushing prop. Jonnu Smith, half yard plus 750.
Put it in.
Let's bet this.
Let's bet this.
Since you were reading the injury report, there was a funny injury designation yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this. The Cowboys kicker, his name is Brandon Aubrey.
I saw it.
Did not practice jury duty.
He, you know, he's one of the best.
What?
He's one of the best kickers in the league.
Yeah.
He got called for jury duty. The Cowboys said, "Let us get you off jury duty." And he said, "No, I insist on going." Wanted to do his civic duty. Goes to jury duty. Got seated on a strangulation trial. They don't know how long it's going to last.
Ooh.
He got seated. Now, there is no court on Sundays, and you can make an argument that kickers don't need to practice during the week, or you could practice at home at night. But he is missing practice this week because he's on an actual jury.
He's a damn dummy.
Wanted to do his civic duty. We need more people like him.
Dolphins got me out a couple times. I told y'all, then they just gave up on me.
Well, I don't think it works that way.
I think the civics people gave up on me.
The civics people? Yeah.
People that assigned their civic duties gave up on me.
The Heat did lose their home opener or their season opener last night at home. Pat Riley was honored at halftime. You guys like the court? Think it looks cool?
Yeah, I love that.
It is.
Inter-Miami plays their first round game tomorrow.
Ooh, let's bet this.
They host Atlanta United, who beat Montreal in PKs in the wild card on Tuesday.
Inter Miami is a -250 favorite.
Yes. 8:30 p.m. will be your start time from Chase Stadium.
All right.
Couple MLS award finalists that include Inter Miami players. The MLS MVP, it's called the Landon Donovan MLS MVP. Messi and Suarez are both finalists.
Landon Donovan. One of my favorite calls. Landon Donovan. Didn't you remember that call?
Yes.
Against Algeria. Yeah. He scored the game winner.
Yes.
In the World Cup, man.
Is that, it's what's his name? He lives in Miami. I have his phone number. Andres Cantor.
Oh, Cantor.
Yeah. Landon Donovan.
Cantor.
Best calls. We should give that to DBJ one week. Landon Donovan.
Tata Martino, a finalist for Coach of the Year. Jordi Alba, Defender of the Year. Luis Suarez, Newcomer of the Year. And the Young Player of the Year, Diego Gomez. Again, these are just finalists.
Somebody says on the text line, Bam and Jimmy played last night like Hockman and Solana in a pickup game at the JVC. JVC is an old videotape brand.
I'm playing at the JVC, huh?
We're playing at the Memorex on Mondays, the JVC on Tuesdays.
Don't forget to rewind.
Be kind, rewind. Would have been a better landing, but I gotcha.
There's a movie that was called that.
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
Used to charge you extra. Show up at the video store and the tape wasn't rewound. They'd charge you an extra buck.
Really?
Extra dollar.
We had a rewinder.
Because you didn't want to charge the extra dollar.
Yep, and you didn't want to burn out your VCR going backwards.
Yeah, I think that was a whole bunch of hoo-ha, though.
Come on, man.
Because like they build these spaceships. I don't know. The gears probably work fine, you know, back and forth and whatever. And all of a sudden they're telling you on this VCR, they're like, it's okay to play it real slow, but when the gears are going backwards real fast, you're going to burn out the whole engine.
Burn out the engine.
You had to get a rewinder. It looks like a car.
Yep. Yeah. And it popped up. You had a little button on the front. Yeah.
I'm moving to my new house. I found my old box of DVDs. Ton of them still have the Blockbuster sticker on them, which means.
You didn't return them?
Never returned them.
Wow.
No, cause they used to have them for sale.
What'd you have? Anything good?
40-year-old Virgin. Man, I'll take a picture if you want, but I don't remember what
else. I'm fine.
That's what he's waiting for tonight.
The strangest thing to offer a picture of.
Yeah, rush home. I can't wait.
What are you saying? The oddest thing to offer a picture of.
I'll take a picture.
I had a bowel movement the other day. I'll take a picture if you guys want.
You sounded interested, man. I don't know.
That interested? I sounded that interested? And take a picture of your sheets for me. I'd also like to see your backsplash. That was a weird reaction by you. I'll take a picture of it.
That's what he means.
I was at Publix yesterday shopping. Oh, take a picture of the cart for me.
Produce drawer? What I'm interested in.
All right, so I know we're having a good time here, but let's get serious for a second, okay? No, this is serious.
All right.
This is serious, and it has to do with Jimmy. So we always give Jimmy a hard time, but he's actually going through something kind of serious right now.
Sorry to hear that.
And I wanted to bring it to your attention.
All right.
I don't know if you guys saw, but one of the more popular OnlyFans models recently retired.
What?
Her name was Karina Koff, and she officially announced her retirement from OnlyFans, I believe, over the last 24 hours.
So how much will that save you per month, Jimmy?
Nothing.
That's found money, Jimmy. Don't go spending it in one place. That's found money. So you're kind of like going through a breakup, huh?
It's no big whoop.
He's wearing a whoopee cushion out there. Yeah.
Bro, this stuff is stupid, man. She was earning $67 million in 3 years that she did OnlyFans. She only posted 33 videos, 500 photos. $67 million.
She's obviously beautiful, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You want a picture?
Or her... or her videos, DVDs, were, yeah. Yeah, her videos yeah. were very...
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Million. Was it just crazy, hardcore insanity, or is she just a beautiful woman that strung people along for 3 years thinking that they were going to get to that stuff, and then after she banked enough, she's like, later!
Can you see her? She's bad, bad?
She's bad, bad.
What's her name?
Karina, I don't know, Karina Kopf.
With a K?
K-O-P-F. Karina Kopf.
Putting that on my history.
She is pretty. She, wow, she is pretty.
Weirdos. Look at Jimmy. Jimmy mad, y'all staring at this woman.
It's enough, guys.
OnlyFans model Karina Kopf retires from the subscription site after making over $2 million in her best month. $2 million in her best month.
In a month.
Wow.
Jimmy, he sent me a photo. He actually retired her jersey on his wall in his room.
Hold on, I gotta go back. Oh, stop it.
She went to my high school.
Stop it.
She was in my Simmons
class. Stop it. Wow. Oh, my God. She is beautiful.
You know. Saw a lady at the gas station earlier looked just like that.
No, you didn't.
Yep. Getting some chili Cheeto.
All right. Your weather. Sorry, Jimmy. Seriously, man. I feel for you.
Jimmy, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, we're just joking with you, Jimmy.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Right.
I'll be okay.
All right.
Your weather. Remy DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorney.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida.
I saw Crowder for the first time taking notes today in his notebook. I guarantee you he's writing down that girl's name.
See my notes.
He hasn't scribbled a thing. In 2 hours and 31 minutes, he looked over on my computer, did, I don't know, and then all of a sudden started scribbling something on his notepad.
Said, I wrote Lance Guidry.
You take notes during pivot interviews?
I do.
If someone shows him a picture of Karina Kopf.
I got a notepad on the ground.
All right. Is that everything? Did you do weather?
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right. Take a break. We'll come back with
Kopf
a little more.
Kopf with a K?
That's Kopf with a K.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Hawk and Crowder.
So, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think happens Sunday with the Dolphins? Because I'm going to give you some predictions from the Sun Sentinel guys. And this will be our 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I have Dave Hyde's pick, Chris Perkins' prediction, and David Fioronis' prediction. What do you think happens?
Arizona's not that good, so I'm not saying the Dolphins are just going to jump back, bounce back to rare form of a great offense, but I watched the Arizona game last, what was that, Monday night.
Yep.
They're just not a great team. I think that it's going to be close early. First half, the offense starts slow, to Solana's point, knock a little rust off, and then in the second half, I think the Dolphins score some points, and they beat Arizona. I bought the line up to 6.5.
Did you? Because I'm looking at that right now.
So I think they win by a touchdown plus.
Because you can do it all the way to Dolphins minus 8.5 at plus 190. I think it's going to be a Dolphins blowout. Maybe that I like Tua more than anybody on this show, I think. And so sometimes I get blinded by that. But I think he is all the difference in the world to a great-looking football team versus a very below-average football team. The predictions in the Sun Sentinel, Dave Hyde, he's got Dolphins 24, Arizona 17. Chris Perkins, Dolphins 24, Cardinals 20. And David Fioronis, Dolphins 23, Cardinals 17. None of those three have the Dolphins scoring more than 25 points, which probably wouldn't be much of a surprise. Solana, what is your prediction? I'm guessing you're predicting the Cardinals to win.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it. I would say the Cardinals right now are the better football team right now than the Miami Dolphins.
With, they're coming off, with Tua?
But you have to put Tua back in the lineup.
Yeah, and I realize that. But again, I believe there's going to be a bit of a curve here, an adjustment curve for the Dolphins to get back on track. And from what I've seen this year, the Dolphins are pretty much in the same boat as the Arizona Cardinals. The idea that we had coming into this year that the Dolphins are going to compete with the top teams in the NFL has been proven wrong from what we've seen thus far. So I think they're closer to the Cardinals than they are closer to the Bills or than they are closer to the Chiefs or to the Ravens. I just do. I think they're in that same category of middling NFL team. And I hope Tua looks great this week. I really do. But again, I need to see it. I need to.
But the thing is, the Cardinals offense is not that good. Chargers game where they score 17, and one Kyler Murray ran for like 60 yards.
I was just
going to
look at what
the
Kyler Murray rushing prop
was.
No,
but you can't do that. No, you can't take away Kyler Murray running for 60 yards on one play. I mean, how can you do that? If there was no offensive line, he wouldn't have rushed for any yards, Crowder.
Because Kyler Murray's not going to run for 60-yard touchdowns every single game. Tyreek Hill's going to get 100 yards every single game if two was in there. I can use your point against you.
I can use your point against you.
Okay, Cardinals 17. Week before that, they scored 13. Week before that, they scored 24. Week before that, 14. Week before that, 13. Week before that. Like, they're not – their offense – it's not a prolific offense.
So, Dolphins numbers.
There's Dolphins numbers. But now Tua's back, and those 11 go to 24, and they're still fully loaded
24
scoring
where?
12.
Where have they scored 24 points? When?
Tua coming – Slana, we only saw one game. It's on one game.
Okay. I hope you're right.
It is weird. This is what's weird to me. You're putting all your eggs in the one Jacksonville game basket from this season and ignoring last season.
I'm not ignoring last season at all.
Feels like you are.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm
only
not
counting the final five games last season.
I'm not. But, okay, let's
how
go
many,
through
how
it.
How many points did they average per game last season?
Oh, had number, to have been a
number
ton.
One in the league.
And I know you're going to say, well, it was skewed. They had 70 points one game, but that's the game that you want to play.
But hold on a second. 19 against Baltimore. 14 against Buffalo.
Oh, here come the games that I know he's only counting these games.
Against Kansas City. Right, but I mean, let's that's the sample size we're working with here. You want to use the first 12 weeks of the season last year.
Why is that the sample size? Why can't the sample size be all of Tua's career?
Because
why do you get to pick and choose the sample size?
Well, you're picking and choosing
no,
the games
saying,
where they look great.
No, only. I'm saying look at his entire career. Tell me how many points he averages. This team averages in the Mike McDaniel era with Tua and Tyreek.
then it's substantially better than without Tua and Tyreek.
Okay.
Substantially better. Then, not arguing that. But to just assume, hey, they're going to score 24 points.
But that's based on the data. It's not just assuming. Isn't that based on past performance?
But there has to be context to it. Different teams, different offensive lines. The fact that he hasn't played in 5 weeks. How is that not? Like, how does that not factor in to how they're going to perform in a game?
But it all factors in to each game. Each game has its own context. What I'm saying is take every game that Tua and Mike McDaniel and Tyreek Hill have participated in together. Tell me what the average offensive output is. Tell me what the average yards per game is. And then you get a fair estimation of what you can expect on Sunday. Like that I mean, that is how data works.
It is, but there's outside factors that can also skew data.
But there are for all of those games.
Hawk, but to me, there's a bigger one here.
Which is that you only want to look at the last 5 games and the 1 game this season.
I'm looking at games where...
Why don't you choose just the first 5 games last season?
But to me, that's what it seems. Whenever we have these conversations about how the Dolphins looked last year, you say, they were amazing. Look at the offensive numbers. And I'm telling you, look at the numbers against the quality teams. And the numbers against the quality teams were not good.
But is Arizona a quality team?
Thank you.
To be fair, they're not. They're not a great
team. Then why
team,
are you holding up Buffalo and KC numbers when it comes to an Arizona game on Sunday?
The Cardinals are nowhere close to KC or Buffalo's defense.
And I don't think this team is anywhere close to where it was the first 8 or 9 weeks of the season last year. I just don't think they're there.
All right.
And nothing we've seen from them this year.
Because we've seen Tim Boyle! I mean,
who do you hang with?
Wasn't Tua the leading passer week one in the NFL? Didn't he have the most yards?
You just said he was, even in the fantasy thing, he was number 8 quarterback in the league.
Like
Tua's just garbage. You hate Tua.
I don't think Tua's garbage. I don't hate Tua. I don't.
A Pro Bowl leading NFL in passer rating.
It is
number one in yards.
It's like such a weird default.
I don't. I genuinely love Tua.
To do what? Fail? You love him to fail?
I don't hate Tua at all. I love Tua, but I need to see him.
Right. You need to have only eyes on when he does something poorly, and you must ignore any time something seems like it's in his favor.
So because I don't think the Dolphins are going to beat the Cardinals, I hate Tua is what you're saying.
Like, you're giving a whole bunch of reasons as to why Tua is not going to perform well, and that anything that I've seen over the last 2 seasons of him performing well, you can rebut by saying he didn't do it against Kansas City in minus 30 degree weather. Anything I say positive about him, you just go, yeah, Kansas City, 7.
All right. Look, before the season, I told you guys, this Dolphins team, to me, not better than they were last year and probably not going to win a playoff game. And you guys did the same thing, the same song and dance. You're a Dolphins hater. Womar, White Omar. Oh, you hate Tua.
You are Womar.
You did the exact same
you are
thing.
Such Womar.
You did the exact same thing. And guess what? Now we're sitting at 2-4. We just watched the 4 worst weeks we've
Tim
ever seen
Boyle!
From the Dolphins.
Tim Boyle. Yeah.
24 years, Hawk. 24 years.
So, Zalana, Tua's started for 55 games in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
67% completion percentage, 7.7 per.
But you're selling on Tua.
No.
I don't have doubts about Tua's ability.
83 touchdowns, like, 40 interceptions, 96 quarterback rating.
Yeah.
What games do you want to pick out that 55-game sample size is not going to give you?
I was just using the most recent games that we have.
Well,
and we
don't
can go
use
back
the
to.
Recent ones with Tim Boyle and Skylar Thompson.
Okay, I'll use the recent ones with Tua this year against Buffalo. They looked awful.
He
couldn't
was there
move
for
the
a
ball.
Half. He was there for a half.
Oh, so had he been there for the second half of that game and not gotten hurt, you think that in that Buffalo game?
I don't know what he would have ended up with. I don't know if he would have connected on a long pass with Tyreek. Like,
Hawk,
I don't know.
They were down 4 scores in
so
that game.
So whatever happens in the first half, that's how the game ends.
No, whatever happens from the actual gameplay we got from him on the field, and I know what we got from him, and it wasn't great.
I mean, did you see the New England-Atlanta Super Bowl when it was 28-3 at halftime?
He'd have gave up. He'd have just quit, told him, let's go home.
So now Tua's
bus,
Tom
fellas.
Brady. Now Tua's Tom Brady
hey,
is
fellas,
what you're saying.
Get on the bus, 25
it's
points.
Over. It's over.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, no, so now Tua's Tom Brady.
He's a big stop-the-count guy. Be careful of him on November 5th. He just stopped the count. Stop the count. Don't count the mail-in ballots. Stop the count.
No reason to play anymore.
Hey, anybody want a zebra cake?
Flawlessly delivered. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go eat some zebra cakes.
Jimmy Buffers.
There's Jimmy Buffett and Jimmy Buffers.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,